We're going to start again at the beginning of the Perek, Kuf, Yudalad, Amid Beis. Aisha Shalchi, Bailam, Zina Tayam, a woman that her and her husband traveled to Overtown. Shalom Beinoy, Lebeinoy, Shalom Bailam. We know of no fights, and the Gemara is going to explain the degree of fights that is considered a fight. Interesting Gemara, the Gemara says everybody fights, right? Anyway, Shalom Beinoy, Lebeinoy, Shalom Bailam. There's peace between them, and there's also no ongoing wars. Avam remains violent. She just walks in and says, my husband died. Tinase, she gets married. And Gemara will later on describe whether we ask your questions. How, what, when. Ashtas, Queen Rashi seems to explain that later on in this Gemara. No questions are asked. She says, my husband died. We believe her. We don't need to hear details. Mays violent to Siabin. Again, all based on the fact that if it's not true, she gets the book thrown at her, as we learned in the 10th Perek. Right? There's so many consequences to this that she's very careful before she comes in and tells us that her husband died. What if there's a war going on? Or they're not getting along to a very high degree, and therefore, there's reason to suspect, as Rashi will explain, that she doesn't care if she becomes usher to him. Adaraba, she can't stand being married to him, and he doesn't want to divorce her, so therefore,
about her children.
Again, she doesn't care being usher to him. She's going to worry about that later. She hates him. It's tata beina la beina. It's not a... It's sad, you know what I mean? In a marriage counselor, you need more than a marriage counselor. Might need a rub to write again.
I mean, the original children can never become unzero.
No. Boss of Amr Meis, Vaili, and in a menace. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, and the Gemara spends very little time explaining Rabbi Yehuda, so I will try my best to explain it here. La'ilam ain't in the menace and came boss of Baicha Bagdel Kruim. We don't believe a woman or her husband died unless we see physical signs of Avelus, crying, ripped clothing. You know, there's got to be something to support that this woman lost her husband. If she comes in smiling to Beth, hi, my husband died, we're not going to believe her. We need to see something that shows that this is very serious. Amrulai, Akazu, Akazu, Tinasa, and the Gemara is going to say they told her Yehuda, so she'll act it. I mean, if you tell her that's what she has to do in order to be believed, she'll do it. Okay, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shalom Bailam, Shain Shas Cherim, the Tame Bedami. There's no war that she would say something that she thinks. Taimer Belibai, Empirish Hemenu Chaydish Chedashim, Vada Helver Lechazer, who will list him. She won't come in and say after a month or two, he's dead. Based on the fact, whoops. Yeah, I forgot to call my wife. Not a good idea. She got up anyway until she let me know. I don't have to feel guilty. Anyway, based on, she's not going to come in and say, listen, he's dead. Her Taraya, because in her mind, the guy's gone for 2 months. He's home every Shabbos. He hasn't shown up for 2 months. Must be he got killed in the road. We're not afraid of that. Because the Hayu B'Las Shas Cherem, since it's not a time of war, Eloi Chazis in the midst, if she didn't see him dead, she'd always be afraid that she's going to get messed up. Like we learned in the big Ha'isha, which is the 10th Perek. She will not say speculative. She's not going to come in and tell us a fact based on speculation. The consequences are too severe. She hates him. He writes a letter to me, Olaf. You know, women have this thing. She hates him. She doesn't mind throwing herself to the wolves just to stick it to him. She doesn't want to be with him. Okay, so let's give... I mean, it's very simple, the war time. I can explain it to you. Very easy. But the Gemara's going to do a better job than me, so why can't we give it to her? The Gemara, Tana, Shalom, Beinah, Lebeinah, Mishin, the Gemara, Lemisnik, Tata, Beinah, Lebeinah. The Mishnah talks about them being getting along. The Mishnah wants to contrast them to when they don't get along. And again, the degree that they don't have to get along to, the Gemara is going to discuss later. Tana Shalom Ba'ilam, Shudakabayilam Isni Bukhama Ba'ilam. The reason we have to say peace in the world because we're trying to contrast it to a case when there's war. Amar Rava, and this is the answer to Dr. Harris' discussion. My time is the Muhammad. Why is the reason of my war that we don't believe her? Mishum the Amri but the dummy. She says speculative. This is what she says. The Sabra, she thinks. So many people got killed and he saved. He was traveling to an area where there's fighting going on. He hasn't contacted me for 2 months. So many people died during the war. That she's going to speculate. And she's going to say he died based on speculation. A speculation that's backed up by the fact that he had. If you're going to say this woman won't do that to herself, because the bottom line is, she gets along with him. She knows the consequences. Right? And she won't do it unless she sees him dead. Sometimes you'll see him hit with an arrow or with a spear. The Sabravademes. Right? She saw him getting hit with a spear. She didn't see him dead, but an arrow hit him. He's not back, and an arrow hit him. The suburb had a mace. But the ink is obvious time to the chaya. However, there are those who get healed. There's some medication you can put on it and heal him. Therefore, we can't believe her that he died, because she doesn't mean bad. This is not a lady that's out to lie. But this is a lady that really believes her husband died. And sometimes she has to her certain circumstantial evidence to back up her claim.
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Yes.
But that's not the instinct of a woman who loves her husband. The instinct is not to say, ah, he's dead, he looks dead, he must be dead, I'm out of here. The instinct is to yell at whoever is looking at his wounds and urge them to do everything and stay with him until his dying breath, or if she can't be near him, to hold out hope. That's not the normative response of someone who has a normal marital relationship, to just say he's a goner.
The answer to your question is, she's running, it's war. She's trying to get out of the fight. She's trying to save, right? She's running. She sees him hit. In her mind, he's gone, unfortunately. Now she's trying to save herself. So she runs, and she comes to Beth and says, he's dead.
But that's not
she
the normative response.
She never saw him dead.
I understand. I just don't, in my life experience, that is not the normative response of a spouse.
Tyson speaks out. She's afraid to stand there because it's dangerous. She runs.
My answer is the psychological impulse that we're speaking of here, not the physical impulse to run and save herself. I understand that. I'm talking about the psychological response here.
Again, it's hard to argue with you because Tyson is saying, here she is in a fight going on. Her husband gets hit by an arrow. She ran away. She comes and tells us her husband died. She has no proof that he died, right? She won't tell us details. We don't ask for details. She comes in and she says, he got killed in the war. And we say to her, you didn't see him dead. I mean, we say to ourselves, she might not have seen him dead. Therefore, we can't believe her. Because she might be speculative. To her, she's 100% sure he's dead. 100% sure.
Okay. All right.
Oh, it does make a difference. The bottom line is, he still might have lived.
If she actually saw him dead or not.
Because again, this woman speculates. And when she answers Beth, and it's built on speculation.
I thought the same thing. Ask straight out.
Again, this is the third person he's being masked to in the last week. You should feel very honored.
No, ask him straight out.
The third time he said to somebody, he's saying good. I want you to know. He still hasn't said it to Baruch Moshe, but he has said it to three other people. Yes.
Did you see him dead? Yes or no? Don't tell me speculative.
Again.
To her, she's convinced.
She's convinced he's dead.
Did you see him dead?
Again, she'll say yes. She'll say yes. Because to her, she saw him dead.
No, she didn't. Did you see him not breathing?
Again. Once women speculate, Dr. Schwab would be here and give you a whole medical explanation of how memories are changed by what, you know, by altered by,
COVID.
What?
He still believes COVID's around?
You know, he was very sick and he was a big reform slam.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't a thing to me.
Baruch Hashem is doing better, but he was like... Anyway, but that's not the point here now. Period. Rashi. But the dummy boy may believe if I ever got like a decent the misc and the precious the suffer, some could I took a lot of it to who a hope a poet bit me up. First of all, even the fact that he was at the scene of the war, she doesn't know any news, she'll assume he died. Again, what Rashi's trying to do is contrast. When a husband goes out for a business trip, it's 2 months later he hasn't returned. Her mind tells her he always comes back every Shabbos. Or every second Shabbos. He hasn't been home in 2 months. I haven't heard from him. No emails, no texts, no WhatsApp, what other Mishigas there are, right? Whatever way there is of communication, right? And he hasn't communicated. So in her mind, he's dead. But she's afraid to go tell Bethan he's dead. Because the bottom line is, she knows the consequences. And it is, in her mind, she understands, it's very speculative. Because, yes, there are people that are killed on the highways and on the forest roads, but it's not frequent. Her husband was at the scene of a battle. He hasn't been back in 2 months. 24,000 people got killed in that battle. Or 2,400 people got killed in that battle. Her husband was there. And he's not back after 2 months. In her mind, this is for sure he's dead. Because there's so many people got killed in that war. It's not like maybe there's people that got killed. So she'll go to bed and say he's dead. Now, some women won't do that. Though there are women that might not do that, but when they see her husband hit with an arrow and he's not back for a month, and they ran away to save their lives, and that's what Harvey is questioning. He says women wouldn't run away to save their lives. The Tyson says that women would run away to save their lives when there's a battle going on and arrows are flying. Again, and now she comes to Beth and says he died. In her mind, he's dead. He had an arrow. 9/11 is considered wartime. Gemara's going to talk about 9/11. Gemara's going to talk about 9/11. And by the way, by 9/11, we needed evidence that he was there in that building without the possibility to save himself. That's what they did. They tracked phone records. They had the phone records of when he called and where he was when he called. That's how they matter women. There was a whole Bethan in America. The person in Lakewood, Rabbi Elio Lavin, Rabbi Elio, I forgot his name, Major Tom Chacham. Like one of the guys on there, it was a whole tumult. First of all, when they found body parts, their DNA was one thing. Sometimes they found nothing. They had to establish his presence in the building beyond, because once the plane hit, they couldn't go beyond a certain floor. So the Freedom Woman, they had to establish his presence higher than that floor at the time that the plane hit. If he was there 10 minutes earlier, it doesn't prove anything. He had to be in a position that he couldn't save himself. The Gemara's going to talk about 9/11. I mean, it's not going to name it 9/11, but it's going to talk about that similar case.
Glenn, aid him at that point?
Who? Again, all that we have. 7 blood left. All that will be discussed.
I still struggle with it. They're going to ask you.
They don't question details. And in her mind, she's going to come in and say, my husband died. That's it. The Gemara is going to discuss that. But this is operating now under the assumption a woman comes in and says her husband died. We don't ask you a question. She said her husband died. We believe her. Some Tari Takabashis medication. Sava Rava Lameima Rava Nena Kamohama. Rava thought to say that if a woman and a husband were together in a place of famine, where people were dying of starvation, Sudan, Sahara, I don't know where else in Africa, Rahman al Islam, people are dying of starvation. They thought, a woman would not come in and say her husband died unless she really saw him dead. But then Rava changed his mind. Why? Because of a story. Now he does this lakava to Rava. A woman came to Rava. My husband died out of starvation. So he tells the woman, Shaper Avdus the Shazis Nafshach. You were smart that you saved yourself. You were smart that you left your husband behind and ran to save yourself, that you shouldn't die out of starvation. Now she said, he said to her, you think the little bit of flour that you left him would keep him alive? Said that to her. Part that you left, there wasn't enough food there. You think that little bit of flour that he had left would keep him alive? You're right. He's dead. Based on the fact that what you left behind wasn't enough to sustain him. You also know that that amount of flour won't keep a person alive? So Rava said, she never saw him dead. She left him behind with an inadequate supply. Based on that, she's saying he's dead. He set her up. He said, yeah, I agree with you. You're smart you left, because what you had over there is not enough to sustain anybody. You think he lived through without that? She said, you know, you're talking, figuring it out, that nobody can live with what I left him behind with. The Rava said, obviously, women are speculating. She's speculating that her husband died out of famine because what he had behind when she left wasn't enough. But she doesn't know what happened afterwards. Maybe the what's the name again? The Peace Corps came.
UNICEF.
Peace Corps came and gave him food. You don't know. That proves that he's dead.
She would have responded to, what are you talking about? He died.
That's a different story. The Gemara is going to say that. She says, Meis Amitatsai, she's believed. She's not saying that. She said, Meis Barav. Adam Arav, it's worse. Rav and Griam of Muhammad. Ilu Muhammad, Yamra Meis Vailu Muhammad, Hudalim Mehemni, Meis Amitatsai Mehemni. Hi, Muhammad. She says he died by war. We don't believe her. But if she says he died at home, he died somewhere else. Even though there's a war going on, she claims he died. We believe her. Because there's no speculation if she didn't say he died by war. Unless she says, I was at the funeral. We don't believe her. Olive, the God says, right. She has to say more than he died on his bed. Because people that die out of starvation die in their bed. So the speculation is that she died on the bed. People that die in war don't die in their beds. They die in war. People that die in starvation die in their bed. So therefore, saying died on the bed is a speculative statement. Whereas by war, saying died on the bed is saying he didn't die from war. If she comes in and says he was killed, she doesn't say he died on his bed. Died on his bed means natural. Starvation is natural. So she has to say, and he got buried. There has to be more to tell us that there's no speculation here.
She would get
Adam,
right?
I mean, there's no Adam. If there's Adam, there's nothing to talk about.
That would have been the best.
In fact, the Gemara is going to ask, what if it's an Eid Echad? It's not her. Do Eid Echad also speculate, or only the woman speculate? That's going to be a sugya coming up. A woman is believed out Eid Echad because of a takana, because of a shemiguna kilubah rabbanim. Ashi. Chabravdis. Lunatsaista, he was testing her. Ulutaimsa betaych devareha, Nuskabim. And he wanted to catch her, her words. The Shazis Napshik, Shaynach Tais Afulacha, you left. Do you think that who put it in a fisa, which means kemach manupa manapa, sifted flour? Chai bit me up. Question mark. He answered him, "My nami other, you know that? I'm a bit of dummy." She speculates. Which my maestro had the meirava. Meisu kvartiv the ilu b'machama saver shem baruch v'nitzum. Alu b'rav yisurei chiyya. Meaning, by rav, there's more reason for speculation. People say he might have ran. If she says he died in the war, he might have run away. She knows that. But if he died of famine, that means she obviously saw him suffering from hunger. She speculates much more at the end of the day. That's what Rava say. So I think about it. Here comes 9/11. Ma'apailis harugu mechama. A house collapsed. And she comes in and says, "My husband died in a house collapse." We don't believe her. It's speculative. She had no idea if anybody survived that collapse. She didn't saw the body. I was at the Levaya. He died in that 9/11 collapse. We can't believe her. She didn't see the dead body. She's speculating that he died in that 9/11 collapse. Again, unless we establish it. The Amrim is a dummy. Shuluach nechashim v'akravim. If there's an attack of snakes and scorpions, harein kumuchama, avi b'dami. I guess there used to be attacks of these wild sugar animals, and they used to kill people. And then he was exposed to that. In her mind, he got killed. Dever, if there's a sickness, COVID, avi l'harein kumuchama, v'avi l'harein kumuchama. She'll speculate. He hasn't been home for 2 weeks. He was in China, Wuhan. So therefore, she will speculate that he died out of COVID. Women know, they rely on what people say. For 7 years, there was a pandemic. But nobody dies unless they're very old or very young. It affects the old and the young. It doesn't affect the regular people. And therefore, in her mind, she says, Lamaisi was a healthy man. Yes, people die in the pandemic, but it's usually not the average middle-aged person. It's usually somebody who has pre-existing conditions. And my husband didn't have pre-existing conditions. Rashi. My pilot, Shadavu Abayas Olof, I bought Ruach Sa'ara, or hurricane, or the tornado came through Kentucky, by a Mapu Kobate Oyer. That's right. Again, let me just say the following, and this is what I'm saying now is speculative. When the house collapsed, I don't think they did the searches that are done today for a collapsed house. They didn't go pick up every brick to see if they found anybody. The house collapsed. They moved on. And the question is he in there or not? What? I have no idea. He's buried under the rubble. I don't know. I'm speculating. Maybe they did. I don't know.
More
what?
More to go
could be. They didn't have the equipment we have today. But then again, they didn't have skyscrapers that we have today, so I don't know.
I don't know.
Yes. Okay. Something about that, too.
If they were young or old...
She's married to a regular man. She comes in and says she won't come in and assume that he's dead because she knows that people of that age group don't die. That's what the Gemara says.
Old woman,
then Enochinam. Then she would make the assumption he died in COVID in Wuhan. He was 84 years old, suffering from a heart condition, and he was in Wuhan, and he hasn't come back in 2 months. He died out of COVID. And we would not accept it because she would make it up. She would speculate. Again, the question is, a woman comes in and says, my husband died from the pandemic. Do we believe her or not? Now, if she says he died from the pandemic and I married him, we believe her. if she says he died from the pandemic, it depends. One man, the Amet, says we don't believe her. Could be he didn't die from the pandemic, and she speculates he died from the pandemic. Speculative is not enough as evidence.
She doesn't. Died of natural causes.
She doesn't. But she told us he died from the Dever. Again, if there's a Dever on, and that's where he was, so when she says he died from the Dever. Unless she tells us he didn't die from the Dever. Now, let me just stop for a second. A woman comes in, there's a war going on, and she says, he died on his bed. We believe her. A woman comes in and says, he died, and doesn't give us details of how he died. There's a war going on. We don't believe her. Because we say she might be speculating that he got killed in the war. What if we don't, the next Gemara Shaila, we don't know that there's a war. We have no idea. If the woman would come in and say her husband died, we'd believe her. She came in and told us, I was in Ethiopia, and there's a war going on, and my husband died in the war. Now, if she would have just walked in and said to Bez, and he died, there was no reason, we don't know. We're not aware of any war in Ethiopia, and we're not aware that they were in Ethiopia.
We believe?
She came in and said, he died in the war in Ethiopia. Now, if she would have just said, he died, we would have believed her.
We would.
Again, if we don't know of the war. We would believe her.
No question.
She said he died in the war in Ethiopia, which he just informed us about. We didn't know about it. Just heard about it, and she told us he was there and died. Do we say that since she offered us information that she didn't have to offer us, she could have just said he died? Now, when there's a war, but see, again, nobody is accusing the woman of lying. We're accusing her of speculating. But since she's offering us so many details, maybe she's being very accurate. Or do we say, the bottom line is she still might be speculating?
Did she flee?
What?
Did she stay to
She did not see the dead body. She did not say a kvartov.
Migu.
Again, migu means she's not lying. The problem, the Gemara is going to use the word migu. But it's not really a migu because we're not accusing a woman of lying. We're accusing her of speculating. There's a big difference. There's no intention to lie. She believes what she's saying.
But she didn't see the truth. She didn't say she did.
Again, she came in and told us a fact. Her fact might be based on her speculation.
But it's not an accurate fact.
Exactly, because she made an assumption. Now, the fact that she offered us information that wasn't necessary, because we don't know of the war, make it better, means she's obviously being more accurate. She could have just walked in and said he died. In a wartime, we would say, he died? Where, in the war? We don't know of a war.
She's making her words worse by saying war.
But that shows that she's being not, again. Why? She didn't have to tell us that fact.
She didn't know what to say.
Yeah, but the point is that she would have said nothing. You could believe.
That I know. She doesn't know that Tyson says
that the fact that she's telling us of something that we didn't know about, that she's telling us shows that she's more accurate. That's what Tyson wants to say. Tyson, this is the problem we're trying to have. What kind of migu? Migu is to prove that you're saying the truth. Nobody's accusing her of consciously lying. So Tyson says, the more information she offers that's not necessary, the more it means that she's not speculating. So Tyson learns.
Does she even know that it's not necessary?
Well, she just has to say that. See, I don't know. That's what Tyson says. I have the same problem. I don't have a good answer. Ibailu. Hekzika hi mucham abayla. Zakrachi. Shlayinu yaitim shesh mucham abayla medina. Zalim ibiya. We only know about the war from her. What's that look? Mi amina ma'alol shakr. Migu, why should she lie? The boy Amr Shalom Bailam, she could have not told us anything. I do Makiva is Chaska, Amr the dummy. But once she told us there's a war, we have to say, oh, she's speculating. And the fact that she didn't have to tell us doesn't change the fact that she still might be speculating. That's the question. Is the fact that she's telling us unnecessary details show that this woman is not speculating or not? That's how the Rishayim explained the question, the Shaila. Rashi. The Ibai Amr Shalom Bailam, a Mehem, the Hashtanami Mehem. I do Mahakala Mehmelakim Mali Shakir. You can't say that. The Igufa, the Mechavna, the Shkura, she doesn't want to lie. Akiva, the Schazak Mucham, Amr Bedami. With Sviru, she thinks so. Okay. Period.
There's no follow-up questions. He died more. Did you see him dying more?
Again, if she says, I saw the dead body and I buried him, we would believe her.
Right. But she, because she said there was a war going on, isn't there a follow-up question? Did you see him die?
Again, the question you're asking is, why aren't we investigating her? Why aren't we questioning her for all the details? The answer is, she will say, yes, I saw him die. And it will be based on her speculation. The woman will say, I saw him die, based on the fact she saw him hit by an arrow.
Because she's doing it, again, intentionally or unintentionally?
Unintentionally. But she's convinced.
She's convinced she saw him die with an arrow?
She saw an arrow hit him.
Down.
Oh, here we go. Second time you're masking to her, Maisha. Yes, sure. Go. This is like really the only one you weren't masking to argue with today is Bar Maisha. You pick on him. Yeah, go ahead.
There's nothing wrong with Bez. Bez does so many things not to kill someone. That's point blank, lady. Listen. Did you see him die?
To ask that? Actual answer, yes.
No.
She did. She saw him die.
It's a reality to her.
It's a reality that he died. By the way, she doesn't even have to say she saw him dead. Somebody told me he's dead. It's also believed. I know he's dead.
Well, someone
tell her. Amy B. A. is believed for this. She has to come into bed and say, I know my husband's dead. I know he's dead. But the fact that there's a war going on, right, lends itself to say that we're not accusing ladies of lying. The consequences are too severe for a lady to lie. That's the first thing here. We're not even thinking of women coming in and lying. They wouldn't do it. The consequences are too severe. This woman genuinely believes her husband's dead. And she doesn't want to be stuck as an iguna the rest of her life. And Aski says, I know he's dead. She has a lot of circumstantial evidence. He got hit by an arrow. He hasn't shown up for the last 3 months. He got hit by an arrow. In her mind, he's dead. She's past the mourning stage.
Could be good for the reason why Beth doesn't want to ask anymore. How's that for an answer?
The Gemara talks about that later, whether we ask questions because of that.
Beth doesn't want to do anymore because then it'll be a Ziguna.
Yeah. Rashi has a problem. Fact Rashi. The Kasha. Tim Shalom and Masnissen. The Tani Shalom Ba'ilam the Menace says if there's peace in the world, she's believed. Now, even if there's a war, she's believed to say he died in bed. So obviously when she says Shalom Ba'ilam, she's the Menace, means she's saying he died in war. Again, the Mishnah is telling you if there's peace in the world, she's believed. Believe what? That they died in bed? She's believed he said he died in bed even during wartime. So what exactly changes during peacetime and wartime? During peacetime, she's believed. What is she saying? He died in bed. During wartime, what is she saying? He died in bed. She's also believed. So why does the Mishnah say during peacetime, she's believed, during wartime, she's not believed? Must be during wartime means the war she told us about. If not, what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? Again, During peacetime, she's believed. During wartime, she's not believed. To say what? That he died in bed, she's believed during wartime. Eretz says, the difference is during peacetime, we believe her to say he died, even though she's not saying he died in bed. She's saying he died during the war. And during wartime, we say she's speculating. That means we're posketing that women who are adding on information are not speculating. If not, what's the difference? The Rashi v. Kasha. Tivshalei b'masnisim. Diktani shalom b'aylam memena. Tavada if I may smiley b'mochamah kamra. She must be saying he died in the war. Diyami tasem ma'yir shalom b'aylam. Afil b'mochamah b'aylam marim lel kamra may samah tasem mehemna. During wartime she can say he died in bed. Elavada may samah mochamah yitzchuk lashmina. Haynu achzika hi mochamah b'aylam. That means she told us about the war. And for Rashi, I'll speak it out. She said he died. No details. During peacetime, we believe her. During wartime, unless she says on his bed, we don't believe her. That's the difference. Shalom b'aylam, all she has to come in and say, my husband died. Mochama b'aylam, she has to say he died on his bed. That's the difference between shalom b'aylam and mochama b'aylam. The shayla and the gemara here is we didn't know about the war. She told us about the war, and she didn't say he died on bed. She just said he died in war. Do we say since she told us the war that she didn't have to tell us about, she's being accurate? Or do we say she's still speculating? The Drashi, let's read it inside. And for Drashi, Taritz. Masnitzin the Amra may stammer. She just says he died. Mashmina Masnitzin the Hoyav Shalom Ba'ilam. Avagav Goyam Ramatasai, Behedja. She didn't say Amitasai. Mistama may Samitasai Kamra. During peacetime, dead means dead in bed. During war, if she says dead, it means during by war. She informed us about the war. Do we believe it or not? That's the Shaila of Gemara. Something Gemara touched about. That's where most people die. Somebody once told me the most dangerous place in the world is bed. That's where most people die.
If he got killed on the road, that he got this peace time, but there were robbers that came in.
Again, the consequences, you have to understand, the woman will not speculate because of consequences. The only time she'll speculate if it's in her mind, it's so overwhelming.
They were robbed, and she managed to escape from the robbers.
We don't speculate that that's what happened. It's not what usually happens. A woman comes and says her husband died, we assume he died naturally. In wartime, we don't assume he died naturally.
We're going by rogue.
By the regular. Yes. Overwhelmingly. Told you, somebody once told me the most dangerous place in the world is bed. That's where most people die. What? But overall, most people die in a bed.
Is that true?
That most people die in a bed? Anyway.
Who gave the brother to the mafia guy that died in bed?
Rabbi, the story that Rabbi needed some help with getting in out of Europe during the war, and they told him the only guy that can help him is the head of the mafia. So they arranged a meeting. Rabbi told them, "I'll give him a bracha that he'll die natural." In the mafia, that's a huge bracha that he died naturally.
Did he?
Yeah. His son came to see Rav Shneur. His son wanted the same bracha from Rav Shneur.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was the mafia guy?
I don't know the name of that. No, I don't.
Good story.
Anyway. See, the mafia, it's a big bracha to die naturally. Don't think about it, touch him out. We're going to start this Tashma. Ishnu aleinu bayis, ishnu aleinu mara. Who makes? Vani Natalti. She comes in and she says to Beth, listen, we were in a house, there was a fire. A lot of smoke inhalation in our house or in our cave, wherever we were. He died, I got saved. Ain't it a menace? Because we say that she's speculating that he died. Now, we didn't know about this fire. This is not Mochama Ba'ilam. She's informing us of a fact called a fire. She's being detailed. The same as telling us about a war. Zakta Gemara, no. Chayni Hasam, the Amr Lo, Kehechid, Lidach Yisrachash Nisa, Lididay Nami Yisrachash Nisa. Over there we say, you got out. That means it was possible to get out. You got out. He also got out. Meaning, in the case of war, she wasn't in the war. Or even if she was in the war, she saw him hitting an arrow. Here, they're both exposed to the same natural element called fire. And one got out. So therefore, even if she's being very detailed, but she obviously is assuming, because she got out, it was an ace.
Why can't you think about wood?
Rashi talked about it. We can leave it for Rashi, but I don't know. Guys is having early, so I'm going to stop here today, and we'll continue with this tomorrow.
This is the war where
no, well, we're going in our Shiloh. Beth did not know about the war. She told us about the war. We said it's Shiloh. We don't know.
Right.
Is she believed or not believed? So we're trying to prove the Shiloh. Telling us about smoke inhalation is like telling us about the war. Continue with Shem tomorrow.